Davis Patsy, head coach, AHSTW. Coach, first of all, before we get to week five, let's talk about this past Friday night. You know, lots of points and no points on the other side, so you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it was a great game for the Vikings. We were pretty solid in all three phases. Got more kickoffs practice than we thought and gave up a couple of returns, but I suppose with that many, you're gonna have a couple that aren't exactly where your average is. But no, it was a fun night and glad to get so many different guys into the ball game and get quality reps.
How are you feeling here, you know, through, you know, 4 weeks now in terms of just progression week to week and kind of how things have been going there from that respect?
Truthfully, I mean, it's been a roller coaster for sure. As most schools and teams have, but you know, we've won two pretty handily, and two we've been in tight games and just couldn't quite pull them off. So yeah, it's overall progression's been good. Our kids are really focused and doing what we need them to do. Super coachable, so we're really happy with the group that we've got.
Who have been, you know, some of the, you know, key players or leaders, guys that you've been counting on quite a bit this year?
Boy, tough question. I mean, the senior class has really stepped up. I mean, we had a large senior class last year, and you know, really talented group. But these guys have really embraced their opportunity to make 2025 their season, and they've certainly done that. So I mean, just hats off really across the board to our senior leaders. They've done a good job and embraced their roles and really been unselfish about it.
Coach, when it comes to, and I know as a coach, you're always looking for perfection, but what are some areas that you feel you guys can really, you know, start to take a stride and you know, continue to hone in on it and improve in?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we've been lulled to sleep a couple times as a pass defense and let up a couple of explosive plays that we didn't obviously want to have happen. So just maintaining focus and understanding the situation on defense is probably one big key. You know, offensively, taking care of the football, being consistent that way. The games where we're plus in the turnover margin, we've won, and the ones we've lost, we were really negative, not just one or two. I think we were three or maybe four in one or two of those. So, you know, cleaning up ball security, cleaning up execution overall up front has been big. And, yeah, that's a great question, but, no, those are a couple of our focal points.
I appreciate that. Thank you for, thank you for the compliment. Hey, Southwest Valley coming up. You got homecoming, so obviously a lot going on in that regard, but, what are some things about Southwest Valley that, you know, stand out to you? I know it's early in the process when it comes to scouting, but I'm sure you've seen a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Southwest Valley historically has just been a team that will always fight you. They will always come up and give you a good game, no matter what their record is, no matter what their talent level is. And I'm not saying they're up or down or anything, just kind of kudos to them for always bringing the fight. And they will scheme you up. I feel like, I mean, they'll give you something different than maybe what you've seen and try to make it a mess for you. And you know, so certainly we're not going to be resting easy about anything with the prep this week. We've got to be fully focused. And while you want to get a good scout, I mean, like I said, I think historically they're bound to show up with something that you haven't seen. And so you kind of got to be ready to do some audibling and different things on the fly too.
What do you think is important for you guys in a specific matchup with Southwest Valley?
Well, we've got to be able to contain the run. I mean, no matter who's a quarterback, running back, whatever, I know they've had some different situations going on. We've got to be able to stop the run. If they establish the run, we're in for a long night where they'll gash you for 3, 4, 5, and then pretty soon it's 20 and 30. So we got to be stout against their run game. And then for us, take care of the ball. Don't give them a short field. And, you know, they'll want a time of possession, yeah, I think. And, yeah, I mean, we take some explosive plays, but it would be nice to string some long drives together too.
Coach Davis Patsy, AHSTW. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And I wish you guys the best this week.
Thanks for having us on, Derek. Thank you. Appreciate